Hey, this is Dr. Leung. The clean patient last name is R-I-E-M-E-D-I-O. Again, R-I-E-M-E-D-I-O. First name is B-E-R-N-A-D-I-T-A. Again, B-E-R-N-A-D-I-T-A. Date of visit is February 24, 2023. Date of birth is August 4, 1964. Referring physicians, Loring, Natan, T-A-N. I'm sorry. Date of visit is March 20th. March 20th is date of visit. March 20th of 2023. Date of birth is August 4, 1964. Reporting physicians, Lorena Tan, T-A-N. The next paragraph, I do, Dr. Tan, I have the pleasure to see Bernadette, B-E-R-N-A-D-I-T-A. Today, for initial evaluation for snoring and witness causes of bleeding during sleep, a patient is a 58-year-old female. 58-year-old female, kind of a chief complaint of a snoring and a restorative sleep for stuff. A patient tells me that she has a loud snoring at night when she's sleeping. For stuff, patient tells me that. She also witnessed pauses of breathing during sleep, but for stuff, she has frequent gasping ear sound during sleep, but for stuff, patient so that's a really loud snoring. For stuff, usually a patient goes to bed at 10 p.m. For stuff, takes the patient about 2 hours to fall asleep, but for 2 hours to fall asleep, but for stuff, patient wakes up at 7 a.m. For stuff, she wakes up with a dry mouth, excessive sweating, aching jaw, nasal congestion, sweaty, drooling on the pillow, and sleepy. For stuff, patient also significant excessive daytime sleepiness. So for signature past medical history, high blood pressure, mixed with high cholesterol, mixed with hyperthyroidism, mixed with past surgical history. Post-surgical C-section, myxoma current mitigation, O-L-N-E-S-A-R-T-A-N, myxoma R-O-S-U-V-A-S-T-A-N, myxoma triazidone, myxoma allergies, patients allergic to blood pressure medications. The next wave of social history, patients married with 3 children, post-op patients currently unemployed, a post-op patient does not smoke, a post-op patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs. Next wave, family history, husband, I'm sorry, there's no family history of similar medical condition. Next wave, review system, patients hair loss and eczema, patient has short throat, patient has short of breath, a post-op patient has also joint pain. Next paragraph of infection, witness process of breathing during sleep, a common severely loud snoring, common witness process of breathing during sleep, now restorative sleep, but comma gasping for air, comma these all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea for stuff like this. These are all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea for stuff like this. Next patient, last name is a WARD. Again, WARD. First name is Gary, G-A-R-Y. Date of visit is March 10, 2023. Date of birth is June 27, 1961. Next we have current physician is Dr. Caldas, K-A-L-D-A-S. Next we have dear Dr. Caldas. I have the pleasure to see Gary today for initial evaluation for stroke. Next we have history present administration. Chief complaint of a stroke. Next we have history present administration. It's a 61-year-old male, comma, chief complaint of stroke. Of course, the patient tells me that he had a stroke recently. First of all, patient was hospitalized. First of all, patient had sudden onset of right hemiparesis. First of all, patient tells me that he was diagnosed with a stroke. First of all, patient was hospitalized. First of all, patient tells me that the right hemiparesis has significantly improved. First of all, patient has retained all the activity daily living. First of all, however, patient was told by the hospital that he needs to be clear for the DMV. First of all, patient was told that he may be reported to the DMV for driving privileges. So for some short past medical history, stroke in January 31, 2023. Next medication, aspirin, atorvastatin, statin, and blood pressure medications. Next breath allergies, patient denies any blood pressure medication. Next breath social history, patients married with 3 children. For some patients, a communication technician. Patient has smoked 45 cigarettes per day for 20 years. So for some patients, does not drink alcohol. For some patients, does not use illicit drugs. Family history, mother had tumor and died. First off, father of cancer and died. First off, please do not put a review system. Next one, impression. A patient has sustained a stroke, a comma, on January 20, January 31 of 2023, a post-op patient had right hemiparesis. However, his right hemiparesis has completely resolved. A post-op patient has regained complete strength. A post-op patient is able to do all activity daily living. A post-op patient is currently much improved. A post-op patient was told by the hospital that they may report him to the DMV for driving privileges. However, patient has not received any paperwork from the DMV yet. For step, Mr. Recommendation, explain the patient with the above diagnosis. Next number, recommendation, continue to take the anticholinesterase 81 milligrams per day. Next number, recommendation, continue to take atorvastatin. Next number, continue to take medications per a primary care doctor. For step, Mr. Recommendation, to quit smoking as soon as possible. For step, Mr. I also explained to the patient and the wife the signs, common signs and symptoms for an acute stroke or coma, which included hemiphoresis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysautry, and dysphagia. First up, I explained to him to go to the emergency room if he developed any stroke symptoms. First up, this marks the end of the patient. Next patient, last name is an MOHAMED, an MO. HAMED, first name is SAMEH. Date of birth is March 17, 2023. Date of birth is January 1st, 1967. Next referring physician is Dr. Garagoozlou. Next referring dear Dr. Garagoozlou. I have the pleasure to see SAMEH initial evaluation for fainting. Next row, chief complaint fainting. Next row, history for Nunes. Patient is a 56-year-old male, currently chief complaint fainting. First of all, according to patient, common patient has fainted many times. First of all, but the most recent is September of 2022. First of all, according to patient, removing some tooth problems. The first patient tells me that he didn't have any teeth at that time. First patient was not able to eat. First patient basically believed that he was dehydrated, and that's the reason that he fainted many times. The first patient tells me that he didn't have any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysautry, and dysphagia. First patient tells me that since he started eating again, he has not had any more faint. First patient denies any chest pain. First denies any palpitations. First patient denies any seizure. First but there's no urinary incontinence. First time, this past medical history, diabetes 2005. Next paragraph on medication. Patients that did not provide a list of medication. Next paragraph, allergies. Patients no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, patients married with two children. First time, patients a taxi driver. First time, the patient spoke of 40 cigarettes per day for 36 years. Of course, that patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next, family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Review system. Patient joint pain, muscle pain, and cramps. Of course, that patient do not put a rest review system. Next, next paragraph, a diagnostic test. A brain MRI was done. Time dated October 31, 2022. First of all, there are a few scattered subcortical white matter lesions. So first up, they are non-specific. Of course, otherwise negative MRI. First up, next paragraph, impressions, syncopal episodes and fainting in September of 2022. First up, a patient tells me that at that time, he did not have any teeth. First up, a patient tells me that he was not able to eat and that he was dehydrated. First up, he tells me that's the reason he fainted many times. First up, he tells me that since he started eating, he has no more faint. First up, a patient denies any compulsion. First up, there's no urinary incontinence. First up, there's no jerking. First up, next paragraph, a differential diagnosis for his fainting would include the dehydration, neurocardiogenic syncope, and less likely stroke and seizures. First up, as a fact, the patient had a brain MRI done, it was negative for stroke or structural lesions or brain lesions. First up, but next paragraph, recommendation, explain your vision of the above diagnosis. Next up, recommendation to obtain an EEG study, to definitively evaluate and rule out for seizures. First up, our patient also got a carotid Doppler ultrasound, and that was a negative study. First up, our patient also had already an echocardiogram done. Given the patient is a taxi driver, I would like to obtain an EEG study just to make sure that these are not seizure activities that first time involves for our patients to quit smoking. First of all, as explained, patients smoking is associated with the stroke and heart attack of first time suffer. Also explained, patient common sense and symptoms from acute stroke coma, which included hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysautry, and dysphagia. First of all, explained, patient go to the nearest emergency room, be developing new signs and symptoms of first time. Next patient, last name is Lamont. Again, Lamont. First name is Rodney, Rodney. Date of visit is March 17, 2023. First of all, date of birth is February 18, 1957. Referring physician is Chrystal. Last name is a Juradonp at Tiburcio Clinic. Tiburcio Tiburcio Clinic. Next forever. Juradonp. I have the pleasure to see Rodney, Rodne, today for stroke. Next for history present in next for our chief complaint, stroke for some next for history present administration. Had a history of stroke in November of 2022. First up, enjoy the history is provided by the son. First up, according to the son, coma patient has sudden onset of left hemiparesis, left facial droop, and difficulty speaking. First up, he was having slurred speech and he was having walking difficulties. So first up, patient was admitted to Eden, EDEN Medical Center. First up, patient was diagnosed with minor stroke. First up, patient was hospitalized for a week. First up, patient is currently much stronger now. First up, patient left side is much stronger. First up, patient is able to speak a lot better. First up, and currently there's no significant hemiparesis or hemibody sensory changes. So first up, patient's been taking aspirin since then. First up, past medical history, a history of a stroke in November of 2022. Next number, diabetes, 2013, high blood pressure, 2015, history of stroke in 2013, and also in November of 2022. Next number, surgery, patient of history of back surgery for a tumor in 2013. Next number, current medication, hydralazine, Ibosartan, next number, doxosacin, next number, atorvastatin, next number, furosemide, next number, allergy, vision is no known drug allergies, next number, social history, vision is married, first step, vision is no, vision is currently not working, first step, vision does not smoke, vision does not drink alcohol, first step, next number, family history, mother had a stroke and lung cancer, first step, father of a heart attack, next number, review system, patient of chills, patient skin rash, patient also has short of breath, first step, vision also of urinary urgency and frequency, patient has joint pain, first step, next to part of depression, a history of stroke in November of 2022. First up, patient also had another stroke in 2013. First up, in 2022, November, coma patient sudden onset of left hemiparesis. So first up, patient is now much better. First up, the left hemiparesis is 70 to 80% improved. First up, the slurred speech and dysautry have also significantly improved. The left facial tube also significantly improved. The first patient had physical therapy. First type of patient was in the hospital, in Eden Hospital, for a week. Impression number two, hypertension, next number, diabetes, next number, recommendation, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next number, recommendation, continue to take the enterocoded aspirin, 81 milligrams per day. First up, explain the patient to common side effects, including stomach upset and GI bleeding. Next number, continue atorvastatin. First up, next number, patient also need to continue blood pressure medication for a primary care doctor. First up, the blood pressure range should be normal range. Next number, also explain the patient and the son of the common signs and symptoms of an acute infarct coma. Or acute stroke or coma, which included hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysautry, and dysphagia. For self-explanatory patient, go to the nearest emergency room if he develops any of the signs and symptoms. So first, next row, but response to the identification. Next patient, last name is H-U. Again, H-U, first name is a Z in zebra, H-I-L-A-N. Their visit is March 17, 2023. Date of birth is February 21, 1962. Referring physician is a Cho Cho Lay. It's C-H-O L-A-Y. Next we have a dear Dr. Lay. I have the pleasure to see Ms. Q, H-U, today for initial evaluation for snoring. Next we have she complains of snoring. Next we have his present in this patient is a 61-year-old female. Come on. Chief complaint of snoring. First up, majority of the history is provided by the son-in-law. First up, according to the son-in-law, common patient usually go to bed at midnight. First up, the patient 1 to 2 hours to fall asleep. First up, patient severely loud snoring. First up, patient also witness process of breathing during sleep. First up, patient frequent gasping, air sound, and choking during sleep. First up, patient wake up at 7 a.m. First up, patient dry mouth, headaches. First up, patient also heartburn, sleepiness in the morning. First up, patient usually need to take a nap one per day for an hour. First up, patient also significant excessive daytime sleepiness. First up, patient always becomes drowsy, and she is sitting inactive in a public place, comma, sitting as a passenger in the car for an hour without break, comma, lying down to rest in the afternoon when circumstances permit. The first time this work of past medical street, high blood pressure, next level, prediabetes, next level, history, past surgical history, hysterectomy, next level, current medication, Lipitor, next level, allergies, no known allergies, next level, social history, patient is married, with one child, first time, patient is retired, patient does not smoke, patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs, next level, family history, there's no family history, similar medical condition, please do not put the review system, next level, impression, witness pauses of breathing during sleep, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, loud snoring, comment, these all common signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea. First up, this marks identification. Next patient, last name is H-A-S-S-A-N. Again, H-A-S-S-A-N. First name is M-A-H-A. Again, M-A-H-A. Date of visit is March 17, 2023. Date of birth is September 29, 1960. Next paragraph, referring physician is Dr. D-I-V-Y-A. Last name is G-A-N-G-W-A-R. Next paragraph, dear Dr. G-A-N-G-W-A-R. After flash it is M-A-H-A. Today for the show evaluation for blacking out. Next paragraph is progressing. The chief complaint blacking out. Next paragraph is progressing known as patient is a 62-year-old female. Comment, chief complaint blacking out. First up, patient was driving on January 26th of 2023. First up, patient suddenly lost consciousness. First up, a patient tells me that her foot was stuck on gas. First up, her car kept running and ran into a car accident. First up, a patient was involved in a car accident. First up, a patient broke the ribs. First up, a patient woke up at the time of after the car accident. First up, a patient was transported to Eden Medical Center. First up, a patient tells me that she only regained consciousness when she was moved to the ambulance from inside a car to the emergency room in Eden Medical Center. First of a patient found three broken ribs. First of a patient was hospitalized at Eden Medical Center. First of a patient stayed there for 3 days. First of a patient denies any hemiparesis, antibody sensory changes. First up, denies any history of seizures. First up, past medical history, history of depression and anxiety. Next up, a mini stroke in 2022, admitted to San Ramon Hospital. First up, a patient was found with type 2T prediabetes. First up, past surgical history, C-section, September 28th, 2020. Next up, current medication, aspirin, 81 milligrams per day. Next up, metformin. Prozac, bupropion, and Ativan is needed. Next one, allergies. Patients no known drug allergies. Next one, social history. Patients divorced with one child. First, patients in computer software. First, patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next one, family history. There's no family history. Similar medical condition. Please do not put a review system. Next, the paragraph impression, the sudden blackout during driving on January 26th of 2023. First, the patient was driving, suddenly loss of consciousness and got into a car accident when the car hit the center divider. First up, a patient that broke three ribs. First up, a patient that was hospitalized in Eden Medical Center. First up, a patient tells me that she had the CT scan done of the head. It was negative, according to the patient. First up, a patient tells me that this has never happened before. First up, a patient had no history of seizures. So first up, next paragraph, a patient history of mini stroke in 2022. Next paragraph, a differential diagnosis for the loss of consciousness, including neurocardiogenic syncope, comma, cardiac arrhythmia, comma, seizures, comma, and stroke, next paragraph recommendation, explain to the patient about the differential diagnosis. Next paragraph, explain to the patient that she needs to see a cardiologist, comma, for cardiac workup, comma, including cardiac arrhythmias and echocardiogram. First up, recommendations to see her cardiologist again. First up, patient tells me that she saw her cardiologist last year. I've explained to the patient that she just blacked out in January of this year, comma, she needs to see her cardiologist again to make sure that she does not have any cardiac arrhythmia. For some, so I would schedule the patient for an EEG study, comma, to evaluate for seizure disorder. For some, so a recommendation that she should not be driving. First up, explain to the patient that she had loss of consciousness, comma, and that she should not be driving. First time, so also explain to the patient common signs and symptoms for seizures. So first time, so also explain to the patient common signs and symptoms, common signs and symptoms for stroke. First up, explain to the patient if she had these symptoms, comma, she needs to go to the emergency room immediately. First time, so that just marks identification.